Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, March 23. In Squiz Kids today, borders close but schools stay open. AFL season suspended. Meet the miracle sea calf. And dude perfect in quarantine. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
The Easter school holidays in Victoria have been brought forward by a week and will start tomorrow as the state government there responds to the coronavirus health crisis. The New South Wales Premier is expected to make an announcement this morning on schools there. The Prime Minister last night said he had not received medical advice to close schools, adding that he didn't want to see Aussie kids lose an entire year of their education. He noted, however, that parents will be allowed to keep kids at home if they chose to, and that all schools were preparing for how lessons might be delivered remotely, including via the internet. Yesterday, South Australia, Tasmania, Northern Territory and Western Australia all announced they would close their borders, while a nationwide closure of what are called non-essential services was also announced. It means your local cafe or restaurant or pub might be closed, but supermarkets and pharmacies and petrol stations and home delivery food services will all remain open. The pause button has been pressed on the AFL season, with organisers of the league deciding it was safer at the moment for all teams to remain at home. Because there's a lot of plane travel and movement between cities for the average AFL team, the bosses of the game made the decision yesterday to postpone the 2020 season in the hope that things settle down on the coronavirus front. It doesn't mean there definitely won't be any footy this year, it just means the season will start later and run longer towards the end of the year. Footy grand final at Christmas time? Sure, why not? Meanwhile, the NRL is continuing with its competition, but sadly, the AFLW finals were called off yesterday, meaning there will be no winner in this year's league. Tough news for those remarkable footy-playing women and their legions of fans, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in North Carolina in the USA, where a miracle calf has been born. It's being called a sea calf by the ranchers who helped bring it into the world because its mother was one of three cows swept into the ocean during a hurricane last September. The pregnant mummy cow swam more than 6 kilometres in stormy, hurricane-whipped seas to reach an island off the coast where it waited to be rescued. A 6 kilometre ocean swim is remarkable for any animal, let alone one that is pregnant and not known for its breast-stroking skills. But then it's further proof that mums will go to extraordinary lengths to look after their little ones, no matter what species. The calf is coloured all white and has one brown eye and one blue eye, which is obviously because it's so special. There's a link in today's episode notes to a photo of the sea calf.
Sport time!
Melbourne City have emerged the winners of the W League, the Australian Women's Soccer League, after beating Sydney FC 1-0 in Melbourne over the weekend. Melbourne captain Steph Catley won player of the match after helping to score the winning goal.
Pop Culture Corner.
One bunch of YouTubers who most definitely are not letting the coronavirus get in the way of them having a good time is the fellas from Dude Perfect, that quintet of daredevil pranksters who have become the second highest paid YouTubers on the planet. Quintet, by the way, means a group of five. As the National Football and Basketball and Hockey Leagues are suspended in America, the lads have been staging their very own sports league for fans, uploading videos this week of their quarantine classic, a bunch of games including basketball three-point shootout and an intense session of roller chair hockey, which is hockey played while sitting in an office chair on wheels. And the best bit? It's a charity fundraiser, raising over $50,000 so far for the Red Cross. There's a link in today's episode notes to the roller chair hockey. Thanks for sending through all of your wonderful questions for our upcoming Squiz Kids Coronavirus Explained podcast with Dr. Ginny Mansberg. We've had an avalanche of questions from curious kids all over the country, and I have to say, you're a smart bunch. Your questions were all excellent. Unfortunately, we won't be able to answer every question we received, but we'll do our very best to choose a cross-section that answer most of the questions you sent us. Stay tuned for details of when and how you can download the finished product.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which popular football league suspended its season yesterday? That's right, it was the AFL. Question number two. What colour was the miracle sea calf? Yeah, it's white. Question number three. Which YouTubing dudes just quarantined for charity? That's right, it was Dude Perfect. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Adam from Paddington, Leo from Waverley, Hamish from Brunswick West, Deeksha and Scarlett from Sydney, Joe from Sprayton, Heidi from Otford, Sophie from Tamora, Isabella from Bundoora, Millie from Orange, Annalise from Sydney, Luel from Bittern, Nem from Epping, Ella from Trinity Beach, and Charlie from Johor in Malaysia. A big warm Aussie g'day to you, Charlie. Happy birthday to you all. Classroom shoutouts to 6L at Arana Heights Public School, Mr. Stewart's Year 5-6 at Boorowa Central School, 5-6M at Wollumbah Primary School, and the RFF teachers at St. Mary's in Orange. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.